Hello, this is Sandy Volk here again to talk about community water fluoridation, but I'll be brief. Most of you know my support on community water fluoridation for the safety, the effectiveness, the effortlessness, and the cost savings it provides. Community water fluoridation is good for our entire community. I know I can't influence a change in the minds of the opponents who feel fluoride is toxic, and they can't change my mind. But I wanted to talk today about a little different concern on the issue. Many community members express the emphasis of their choice. Many of them support the use and safety of fluoride, but their choice is paramount in this decision for their family. And we respect choice. If they choose to give fluoride to their children, they want it to be their decision to administer fluoride themselves. So I wanted to talk a bit about a few considerations of using fluoride vitamins. Calcium inhibits the absorption of fluoride, so fluoride vitamins need to be taken without calcium or else they'll be useless. So breakfast usually doesn't work. With milk, cheese, and yogurt, I found it difficult to find a time when my kids didn't have calcium in their tummies for a couple hours. I lived at Papke's Landing. I was grateful when my children started coming to town for school so I didn't have to give the vitamins anymore. Some parents can be very successful with fluoride vitamins, even though it was difficult for me, though some could not. Imagine 100 or so homes in Petersburg with bottles of fluoride vitamins. Now that could be a hazard for a potential overdose. It will cost about $90 a year per child for fluoride vitamins. That can be cost prohibitive for some families. The reality is, some children wouldn't make it to the dental office for the topical fluoride treatments. Some children don't make it to the dental office at all. Some children don't have toothbrushes. Some children only come to the dental office with their first toothache. Community water fluoridation may be their only option for a chance at a healthy mouth. Community water fluoridation can benefit everyone. Let's choose to help our neighbors also. We hear it all the time in Petersburg. It takes a village. Please choose to vote no on measure number 7, to leave fluoride in our water so everyone benefits all the time. Thank you.